Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Drink High Life responsibly.
9:04 on a Saturday morning. Welcome into the Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you as we take you through a very rainy Saturday morning here. In fact, a severe thunderstorm warning going on right now for Linn County. We also have a flash flood warning going on for Linn County as well right now. So heed that if you are out and about here today, as some pretty torrential rains coming through here at the present time. And just to let you know about the severe thunderstorm warning, that will go until, looks like 9:30 here this morning. Nope, 9:45 for the severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Linn County as the rain moves through right now. Going to talk some baseball, some softball with you here on the show today. As usual, let's take a look back at what happened last night and a peek ahead of what's coming up today. First of all, let's start off with softball from last night. A couple tournaments going on. The Prairie Tournament. Prairie got a couple of wins, beating Central Lee and Waverly Shellrock 7-1 and 13-6. Also, Linmar split a pair of games last night, lost to a very good Durant team 2-1, and beat Washington, Iowa by a score of 8-1 last night. Marion shut out Springville last night 7-0, and Jefferson with a pair of wins in their tournament. Very impressive wins, beating Urbandale 3-2 and beating Johnston likewise by a score of 3-2 last night. Also, as far as high school baseball is concerned, last night, taking a look at the MVC scores, single games, it was Jefferson knocking off Kennedy after the Cougars won on Thursday night. Jefferson got the win last night by a score of 9-3. Also last night, Iowa City West shaded City High 1-0, so West winning both of those single games last night. Also last night, it was Xavier getting a pair of victories over Cedar Falls, 13-4 and 5-0. Prairie with the sweep over Dubuque Senior last night, 8-7 and 6-5. Washington with a sweep of Water Luis last night by identical 15-0 scores. And Linmar with a sweep last night over Waterloo West as the Lions went at 6-3 and 9-3 last night. Colonels fell on the road to Wisconsin 5-2. They'll play tonight at 6:35. Girls State Soccer Tournament 1A semifinal action yesterday. Both Center Point Urbana and Regina fell. Assumption beat CPU 5-1. Heland beat Regina 1-0. And the championship games today, 1A, it'll be Assumption taking on Heland. 2A, it'll be Lewis Central taking on Waverly Shellrock. And in 3A, it's Ankeny against Ankeny Centennial for the title. Now, coming up today, and these are very much weather permitting, Linmar scheduled to have their baseball tournament today at 10 o'clock with Ankeny and Muscatine, and that might be in a little bit of doubt, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Washington is going to play a pair of games today. They're going to go up 151 to take on Cascade and Anamosa. Xavier scheduled to go over to West Des Moines for the Dowling Invitational today. Softball, the Jefferson and Prairie Classic set to go today. And also going on, Xavier over in West Des Moines for their tournament as well. And an indoor football tonight, the Titans on the road at Green Bay at 7:05. So that's a peek ahead of what's coming up, we hope, today, and a look back at what happened last night. We'll take a break, come back, talk some baseball and softball with you on the Coach's Corner. And stay with us. More to come right after this.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helps start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The New York Yankees, the New York Mets.
The Mets and Yankees is obviously going to get the whole city abuzz.
The Subway Series returns.
Leaping, and he made the grab. What a catch by Aaron Judge.
That one is gone into the bullpen in right field as Drubal Cabrera will touch a ball.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on Saturday and 6 o'clock on Sunday on 1600 KGYM.
If you could only shop one sale, this is it. McGrathathon is on. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha is a pre-owned paradise. Now through Monday night, over 3,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, everything on sale. With a down payment as little as $88 and monthly payments from just $88. The McGrath Used Car Campus has used cars from $29.88. Use full-size and SUV pickups. Shop Sierras, Silverados, Acadias, Yukons, even Wranglers. Priced thousands below market value. The Thon is on at the McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved so you can shop used cars from $29.88. Full-size pickups from $99.98. Down payment? Zero down delivers. McGrathathon. The McGrath Used Car Campus. Through Monday night in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Back at 9:10 on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM, and coming up later on, weather permitting anyway, we got Twins baseball at 12:30 as the Minnesota Twins taking on the LA Angels coming up from Minneapolis this afternoon. That'll be on 107.5 FM. And then we've got coverage of the third leg of the Triple Crown at 4 o'clock, the Preakness, Justify going for the Triple Crown. That will get underway, as I mentioned, at 4 o'clock later on, and IndyCar racing tonight at 7 o'clock coming your way here on KGYM. We also have the Mets and the Yankees coming up at 6:30 tonight for you. Check it out at KGYMradio.com. Going to talk some baseball to lead things off here on the Saturday Morning Show, and Steve Fish, the head coach of the Marion baseball team, joining us here, and very happy they don't play a game today, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because be a lot of work to get this one in.
Yeah, like I said, at our facility, there'd be charter boats right now, down, especially on the third base side, so there's no way we'd be able to play.
Practice is probably in peril.
Practice was supposed to start at 9. They were supposed to lift and run, so hopefully they're getting that done, but I don't anticipate we'll be on the field today. So maybe a little bit of football in the gym and go home early.
What? Hey.
And that's okay. It's okay. Some days it rains and you just play the next day. So
yeah,
we're good.
Very good. And season is moving right along here. Almost hard to believe, but to the halfway point already. Baseball goes quickly in the summer, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Obviously, somebody who's coached for over 30 years, they seem to always just fly by. And this one seems to be flying by more than ever. But I can't believe we've already played 14 games, and we've had a couple games, postponed and canceled. So we're up around, almost the midpoint of 20.
And I know you had a slow start at the Metro Tournament, but you had a lot of guys that were at the state track meet kind of precipitated that a little bit. But team's starting to round into shape.
Yeah, with us, the Metro Tournament, it's always a difficult thing, especially when you have kids with state track or state golf or soccer. And we've got some multi-sports kids at Marion that we share. And then we had some injuries and some other issues. So we had a slow start. But I don't put a whole lot of, I don't want to use the word value for us for the Metro Tournament. It's a chance for us to go out and play and see what we have. And, the first game against Cedar Rapids Washington, we're in that game with a chance to win with, two good pitchers on the mound. We lose 2-1. So I wasn't really disappointed after that. And then we got a lot of kids an opportunity to play on that Tuesday and Wednesday to kind of give us an idea. Because, last year, we graduated a very solid, experienced core group of kids. We've got a lot of kids with not much experience. We're able to play in what we call spring training. So record-wise, yeah, a little slow start, but it's not surprising to us as a coaching staff.
Well, and kind of turning things around, and it's not like you haven't played some of the top teams in the WAMAC so far. Mount Vernon, Central DeWitt right there. Yeah. I know you got one game in with Western Dubuque anyway.
Yeah, and we had a chance. We were up into that game and late in the innings, got beat by one. So our kids are scratching and clawing, and it's a learning process, and I'm proud of their efforts, but we've got a long ways to go.
You did lose a lot from last year, very talented group anyway, but do have some guys coming back that have helped you solidify things here in the early going.
Well, absolutely. But and those guys are in totally different roles, and I think it's kind of I wouldn't say shocking for them, but last year they – not that they could hide, but they were maybe down in the order or playing positions that wasn't impacted by our defense. But when you graduate the kids that we graduated, but I've tried to tell them, I go, that was last year's team. We can't be last year. It's our identities here. And so, and they're embracing it, and I see improvement every day, and that's all you can do, and I'm pleased with what I'm seeing so far.
You're a turf team, apparently. You've had three games on the turf so far.
Yes, that's kind of spoils you, and then you kind of wish that you'd be able to have that turf. So yeah, you're right. We've been playing on the turf, so it's going to be, and then we play on the turf on Monday at Independence. So you know we're all ready to go.
You're used to it.
Yeah, we're used to it now.
So. Ready to go. Yeah, you got to play Mount Mercy last week on that new complex.
That's a beautiful complex, and so it was fun to get on there and. Appreciate Coach Dom letting us play there, and it was a good experience with Coach Kronk and Liberty. They got a nice young team that's getting. I think they'll be their team to watch here in the future. So
yeah, and you got to play down at Banks Field against West Liberty in a doubleheader too.
That was fun, good for our kids. You know, those experiences that they'll remember. More than the wins and the losses, just playing on those facilities.
Yep. And, well, it all starts with pitching, and I know you got a couple pretty good ones back. What's the pitching staff look like? Who's helping you as
if you were to ask me, Scott, at the beginning of the season what our strength would be, maybe in the spring I would have said pitching, you know, inexperience. But we've had a lot of injuries to our staff, with the exception of our number one kid coming back, Rick Adkins. You know, he's a Division I commit to South Dakota State. So, I mean, it's good to have that front end guy, but he's dealing with a little quad strain, so I think he's kind of an owie. Our number two, Luke Gohl, another little lefty who played a big role for us in relief last year, has got an abdominal strain. He hasn't played for us yet, so we're not sure we're going to get him back, but he certainly will make a difference when you're throwing two quality-type kids like that with experience, you know, especially in the WOMAC. We're not able to throw Trevor Paulson, he's got some shoulder and elbow issues, and we can barely get him out to play shortstop. He's just banged up right now, and he's traveling around doing some football showcases. So we've got to really balance that, and that's what's best for him. So we're not going to be able to use him. And then Nick Cole, another kid that started for us last year at times, plays third base, is only thrown. He started once, and he had some pain in his arm, and we don't throw him much at all now. So our pitching staff now, we've got all these young kids coming up. But we're finding some guys, and so they're getting that experience, and I think it'll only make us stronger towards the end of the season. But with young kids on the mound sometimes, in a young defense, there's some frustration.
Yeah. You got to be patient.
And I tried to tell, like, the top end, you know, like a Rick Adkins, I said, you know, you realize going out this year to throw, it'll be a little different because you've got guys in new positions. They're not going to make all the plays. Not that we didn't make errors last year, but we're in the right spot. So sometimes we're giving the team a few more outs than I care to, but it's all part of the process.
Yeah, and like you said, by the time July rolls around, you're hoping that everybody gets all that experience under their belts, and there you go.
That's we're preparing for July. I've done this long enough. That's when we want to peak, and I think we will. So if we continue to trust what we're doing.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe get some of those guys back too.
That's hopeful.
To get out there and help out anyway. And how about the how about the defense? How about the lineup? What's it look like?
Chase Zilke's back for us. He's played for us about 3 years, so he's good experience. He's catching for us, and so then you would go to first base. You know, Rick Atkins, when he's not pitching, he's over at first base. We also use another junior by the name of Garrett Hansen, who doesn't have much experience, but he's getting some time there. And there'll be another familiar name that I'm going to throw out there a little bit. We have a young freshman who I think is going to be awful special when he starts to physically develop, that he plays over at first at times, is Owen Puck. But, you know, Owen Puck will also play, you know, third base, outfield, and we're bringing him along slowly as a pitcher. But he's got a bright future, I think. And at second base, a young man by the name, another junior, has no experience for us, but is improving, Mitch McAllister. At shortstop, Trevor Paulson, he's a good athlete. He's just trying to learn the position a little bit more. He played right field for us last year. He's been more of a utility guy. He's learning how to be a shortstop. Then we've got some other kids when he's not able to play there, whether it's a Brady Johnson or we slide Chase Zilke out to play short. And I've even had discussions with Owen Puck. I think I want you to think about being that type of player for us. Third base is Nick Cole, and he might be the catalyst of this team. You know, he's a hard-nosed kid, plays tough, started for us last year at third base, and is doing a great job. And then in the corner outfielders, we're playing a freshman, Gage Frank. He's going to be a nice young player. And this year is one of those years where young kids and inexperienced kids are getting a chance to play that might not have happened last year. And Gage is doing a good job. And but with a young kid, sometimes they look really, really good, and sometimes they look like freshmen. And that's totally, totally okay. But Gage has exceeded expectations for me and the staff, as and he's leading off for us right now. So, I mean, so that's
don't see many freshmen do
no,
that.
No, no. So, but he's figuring it out. And center fielder, we had hoped, and if you look at our roster, we had a young man that was – is on a roster, still on a roster, but I don't think we're going to see him as Blair Brooks. That was a total, that was a unfortunate issue with him not being able to play. He hurt his knee in the state track meeting. Just trying to, he's going to report to Iowa, I think, this weekend, you know, for camp and everything in school. You know, he's just a super young man. That would have been a difference maker for us leading off, just the way he carries. He's been in and out of our dugout already this season. So there's a small chance we'll see him, but I'm not necessarily counting on it. But so we've got another man, young kid out there, Austin Prier, who's just done a great job. And Austin's a good little baseball player, and I'm glad he's getting an opportunity to play. And he's also doing a great job on the mound. He's developed into our number two pitcher. And then in right field, Dane Carstensen. I've nicknamed him Donald for a lot of different reasons, but he's a character. He's fun to be around. He's out there in right field, and Mark Horcher kind of is our utility outfielder. The guys are getting a lot of our time. So quickly, that's kind of around the guys that were playing, a couple other guys by the name of like Braden Gehringer is getting some time to pitch for us. Brady Bartz, who hasn't been out for like 3 or 4 years, left-handed senior pitcher. He's getting time on the mound. So that's where our pitching staff is. But I actually walked down the bench the other day. We were playing Central DeWitt, and we were just out. And I said, went to another senior who doesn't get a chance to play. His name's Mark Waters. I call him Muddy. I go, hey, Muddy, when was the last time you pitched? And he goes, 13U trip. I said, so you got experience. I go, go throw a few. I looked over. Lo and behold, he's in the game. I mean, so that's, you know, when you play all these games in a week and you've got kids that are injured, so you just kind of have to smile and you go out there and you kind of do the best you can, and it is what it is. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a good story.
Yeah. He's another great. I've got some really neat kids, fun to be around. And so.
Yeah. Well, then you got, I only pictured like one senior out there.
Yeah, it is. We one senior that plays, and so obviously looking into the future, we're going to develop a little bit, and we got some other young kids coming. And so, you know, last year when you had 12 seniors and you got 6 or 7 that have played for 3 years, that's a big difference. And so it is what it is. And so
right, and of course the WOMAC, good baseball league. We mentioned the Central DeWitts, and who knows what's going to happen with them. They're petitioning to get into the MAC in a couple of years. Western Dubuque's going to be leaving. Anamosa's going to be leaving. But you're still going to have, you know, Beckman, West Delaware, people like that to play.
Yeah, the WOMAC has always traditionally been a very, very good baseball conference. And so, you know, we feel like every night you go out there and you're going to get tested. And so I know some of those schools are perhaps leaving, but it's still going to be good baseball. You know, whether it's the Beckmans, the Western Dubukes, like you said, the DeWitts, the Mount Vernons. I mean, the Benton community has a good tradition. I mean, there's kids that play the game, and I'm sure I'm not saying them all, but yeah. It's good baseball.
Yep, and up and down the line. And how's everything going among the complete program up and down the line?
Good. We have good numbers. summer baseball, you know, especially in the state of Iowa, is sometimes a tough sell because of kids being pulled in so many different directions. You know, you've got a lot of kids that want to come out, then all of a sudden summertime hits, and lo and behold, hey, mom and dad want you to get a job. Football's got workouts, whether it's lifting or camps or speed stuff. Basketball's going. You know, they want you to do that. And our coaches do a good job of sharing athletes, but the issue becomes, okay, am I playing or am I not playing? Are we winning or not winning? And then all of a sudden, you have some early retirements or by some kids. So we've got big numbers in our freshman level. Sophomore class isn't the hugest. What they do in the WOMAC, they play what is called a level two. And so sometimes we have a sophomore / level two, so I can throw some juniors against some people. So it's almost like a minor league system. So I'm trying to treat it that way. So, you know, I've got one of my former coaches, former players, Tyler Headkey, who pitched for us. State tournament, did a hell of a job a few years ago, I think 2011, but yep. Nice young man getting an education. He runs our freshman program, and then I was able to entice my youngest son, Baylor, to get his coaching endorsement, and he has been just a treat to be around. he knows more baseball. I think he listens, and so he sponges it up. It's been good to have a different viewpoint, especially being injured all last year at Mount Mercy. I think he picked up a few things from Coach Dom and his staff, and it's kind of helped our guys learn better.
Awesome. Yeah, and great to have him around there.
Well, yeah, as a father, obviously, it's awesome. So
keep that going there. And how about your staff at the varsity level?
The varsity level, Tom Houck has been with me for a long time and does just a great job. He's in Chicago. His mom's really going through some health issues, so it's been a tough year for him. But you surround yourself as a coach with people you trust and people you respect, and Tom just does a good job, and I'm lucky to have him. And then obviously with us this year, Baylor is kind of wearing two hats. When he's not with the sophomores, he's up with us on the bench, and he's doing an awesome job as another assistant. So those are the three that really are working with us at the varsity level, and I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, and you get Independence on the road at the new complex coming up on Monday. Next couple weeks, you got Monday, Thursday doubleheaders, so not too bad anyway.
No, it's not bad. And like I was talking to Jeremy, Coach Ellett the other night, we played one, and then all of a sudden we had a lightning delay, and then it rained again, and we just said, hey, listen, we're 20 minutes apart. I'm older. We don't need to sit around and wait for this. So we were talking about it would be fun to come in and have actual practice. It might have been the second time I've had everybody on the diamond practicing since we started because of all the other things. And that's typical for us, but it was fun to get down there and, hey, let's go over some first and thirds. Let's go over our bunt coverages. Let's go over some other things. And hopefully next week we'll be able to practice again. So I'm looking forward to that. But we're going to try. We're taking the kids in a couple weeks to the College World Series for some. We do that every 4 years or so, get a charter based on our fundraising, taking them up there. So we're trying to use a lot of team stuff to put things in perspective and understand that there's more to, winning and losing games, but, that's our goal, but we're going to have some fun too.
Yeah. And like you said, you've done that before.
Yeah.
And the kids love it.
Yeah.
And that's what they remember.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Absolutely, Scott. I mean, it as coaches sometimes, we got to take a deep breath and step back. And unfortunately, even this morning when I, every time I look in the mirror, I go, who the heck's that guy? I've gotten a little older, but hopefully I've gotten a little wiser and understand. Doesn't mean I'm not competitive and want to win just like the next guy, but I understand this is just a game. It's an experience for kids, and you certainly want them to walk away with that. And hopefully I can teach them just a little bit more about life than I can baseball.
All right, and goes together. And baseball and softball, they're so unique because they are summer sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more... I don't want to say it's like a club or anything like that, but it's, you want to be there. You want to be there.
Well, it has to be that way. And it's funny you say that. I sometimes joke with the kids. I said, I can't take a look at your resume, your application here to be on the base. Did you check club box or did you check rec box or did you check? So we kind of joke about it. And our kids are super about it, but they do have to want to be there. You do want it to be fun, but you also want them to understand when you step across that white line, you take risk and we try and win. And as long as my kids have that mentality, I'm fine. But when we're back across those lines, we'll put our arm around each other, and smile and have some fun. And I think we have that culture and that established, and that's all you can ask for.
Yep. And I know you'd love to see a few improvements made at the diamond, but love being over there, Marion.
You had to open that up.
Everybody wants to see improvements on their diamond.
we've been wanting improvements on the diamond from a positive viewpoint for over 20 years. There's some things. It's fairly antiquated. We have a nice setup at Marion.
It is great.
It's a beautiful setup. It's just a little bit antiquated. We do have a capital campaign that was run last year that I think they're going to break ground at the end of the season with a new backstop and some press boxes. And so that's going to be nice for both the whole Hipple complex, softball, baseball, and soccer are going to kind of get dressed up a little bit. And so hopefully that will be just the first step. We'll continue to try and raise some more money to improve it even more. But we're also lucky, and before I get out of here, I have, and I tell them that the 3A state grounds crew of the year after year, they win the award. Coach Morrison at West Deller always accused me of lying to them. Did they realize? Because they had shirts made that said 3A grounds crew of the year. But these guys, Greg Van Gorp and Phil Lala, you know, are two volunteers that are up at our field, grooming it and making it look, you know, first class. And I can't thank them enough for what they do.
And their kids have long since graduated.
Yeah, both their kids all played for me, and it's been a long time since they've played for us. But they just like Marion baseball, and they're just great people to be around. And I'm glad that they're there so my kids can kind of see what volunteer looks like.
Yeah, and they're basketball. They're kinds
they're
of places.
They're Marion everything, so they're great guys.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of that, you've been at Marion a long, long time, and have you – you remember a year like this athletically?
No.
The boys? I mean, this has to be the best from start to finish that Marion has had.
Oh, no, without a doubt. I mean, it's been a special year as far as the performance of those kids, and no matter whether it's on the basketball court, on the track, or wherever it's been, the soccer field. I mean, it has really been kind of cool to watch and watch the kid. The kids walk around the building with feeling pretty good about themselves, and it carries over because there are some kids that do multi sports. There's some kids that are focused just on one or two, and that's awesome. But there are some kids that are sprinkled throughout, and that success breeds success. And you might have a kid who is at this, the state track meet, and now all of a sudden he's going to be pinch hitting for me. Well, he's got that experience. You know, those things carry over just like the kids that play for us in the district final or the last year against Solon, and now all of a sudden they're on the basketball floor late in the game having to make a play. I think that all breeds better experiences, and the kids are a little toughened by it, and I think that improves performance. So it's been impressive.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. Fun year certainly over at Marion. And as long as the swimming pool is still in left field, we're fine.
You know what? There's two now.
There's two pools.
Coach Brazzi used to live in Coach Heel's old house,
okay,
which is down the left field line.
Right.
I was down in the cages the other day, and I looked over, and Coach Brazzi has since built a new house, a different part of Marion. And he had a little mini basketball court. Well, there's a pool now there, so we've got two targets. There's a pool in left, right over the little mini monster, and then we still have the one in right center. And so, yeah, both pools are
very nice,
are reachable. So we talk about that as
a pool shot.
Pool shot.
Well,
kids the other day go, Coach, what's the longest ball you've ever seen here? Well, I said, well, I tell you what, my first year when I came to Marion, because was it in the pool? I said, no, there's been several pool balls.
Oh, yeah.
The longest ball I ever saw hit there, though, was by Alex Dvorsky. When I walked up on the hill, he hit a ball that went over Brazzi's house across the street and landed in the Swanson's old house. I said, that was in there. Are you kidding me? I said, no, that young man could hit.
Saw Todd Tharp hit one a long way, too.
Yeah,
and, of course, now working with the
in
Boone
yeah,
with the High School Athletic Association. But Tharp was a pretty good first baseman back in our day. So, well, keep up the great work. Independence next week, and then Maquoketa on Thursday for doubleheader. You're home, right?
Yes. Yep. So keep on going. So we're...
And we'll see nothing with the districts or the sub-states yet, but that'll be coming down the road.
That's going to be interesting because of, we're trying a new thing. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Especially,
oh, yeah, you're trying the basketball thing, aren't you?
Yeah,
and
I'm a little leery of this, and we talked about it as a board of direct. We talked about it in the baseball world a little bit. It's a little different because now you put pitching into play, and you – using us as an example, right now we're close to 500. Hopefully we'll improve, but we could be one of those teams that are like, do I really want to play, let's say, for example, say Rick Atkins, is a pretty dominant pitcher at times. And you want to play us first, because we're going to be seated here. So there's some discussions, and then you put field into play. So I don't know if we've got the protocol established yet, and I know the 4A has already dealt with this before. But we have eight games. There's no bye involved. So, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. And I think it's going to be a little tougher than basketball.
I think so, too. So, but we'll see.
We'll see how it all plays out. All right, Steve, appreciate it. Thanks. And best of luck the rest of the season to the Indian baseball team.
Appreciate it. And I really appreciate all you do for high school sports.
All right.
Thanks again.
Take a break. Come back and talk some softball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers.
At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend, baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man, all Minnesotan, all-star, five-time Silver Slugger, three-time Gold Glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Oh, it looks like your appendix is about to burst. We're going to have to go in and take it out.
Is there going to be pain, doctor?
Oh, yeah. A lot. Just think about puppies or whatever. Scalpel.
Surgery, no-brainer. Anesthesia. Barbasol's no-brainer. Finally making razors to go along with America's favorite shaving cream. Try Barbasol's Ultra 6 Plus razor with six ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. Save now at Barbasol.com.
Barbasol.
This is IndyCar.
Takuma Sato watched the lead at Texas Motor Speedway.
Takuma Sato through turn number two, side by side with Will Power. Now Scott Dixon's going to make it a three-wide.
This bump in the air from Will Power, and he will go to victory lane at Texas Motor Speedway.
The Verizon IndyCar Series returns to Fort Worth and the Texas Motor Speedway for the Texas Indy 600. Listen live tonight.
Coverage starts at 7 o'clock here on the Gym. KGYM.
.9 36 back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM as we take it through this Saturday. The severe thunderstorm warning has expired, but we do have a flash flood warning that is in effect right now. So keep that in mind as the storms push through the Cedar Rapids Marion metro area right now. We're going to talk some softball. Kennedy softball. Head coach Madison LeClair is here as the Cougars are the number one team in Class 5A. And congratulations on that, but it's not the end of the year yet, right?
No, it's not. It's still a very, very young season. I don't think we're quite to the half point yet, but I don't know. It feels pretty good.
Feels pretty good to have that. And got to be happy with the start you're off to. And you've played some very good competition, including tournaments in Des Moines, whatnot, going through the MVC early on anyway. And so far, you got to be happy.
Yeah, I am, and I'm really proud of the kids, and they're doing a heck of a job. We've had some close games, we've had some not so close games, but I'm really proud of the effort that they have put, and just the attitude that they keep day in and day out. It doesn't matter. I don't believe whether we're ranked number one or if we're not ranked at all, but we are very appreciative of that, and it's a motivator for sure. Keeps us working hard and keeps us honest. So,
well, made it to the state tournament last year. I ended a drought for Kennedy softball, and I know it's not where you wanted to end up, but had a pretty good run in that tournament. But I think the girls were hungry coming off of that and getting ready for 2018.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Heck of a season last year, and I really couldn't ask for anything else going into that state tournament, especially with kids that had never been there before and have dreamt about it for sure, and it's been a goal for a long time, but to go in there with kids that had never been there before, hadn't really played on a big stage, I guess in high school sports per se, but going in there and ending up with third place, I'm so proud of that team, and it's nice to have a lot of returners back.
Yeah, and most of them are familiar in the dugout this year.
Yeah, no doubt. We graduated 4 really good seniors last year, but have still a really good core group back this year, but still a young group too. A lot of freshmen and sophomores starting for us.
Well, the other night, very dramatic against Dubuque Hempstead. A very good Dubuque Hempstead team, by the way. And you got the sweep. That's may go a long way at the end of the season.
Yeah, I told the kids afterwards. I guess leading up to the games, you know, they knew that they were huge games and that they were going to be really important for us to take those games, especially in the conference race. But I told the kids afterwards, I said, you guys have no idea the position that you have put yourself in to be another contender for hopefully Mississippi Valley conference title. So I guess the focus was there, and I had a good feeling when I got to the field and just saw the look in the kids' eyes, and yeah, they're hungry, no doubt.
And a big home run in that game.
Yeah, I tell the kids, home runs will happen. But we can't rely on them, and they don't always win games for you. But in that situation, it did.
And a nice little situation right there against a good team. But in softball, in baseball, whatever the case may be, it all starts with pitching, and you guys are loaded with three terrific ones. And it's some coaches might look at that as a problem, but I know you guys don't. You look at that more as a blessing.
Yeah, for sure. Especially competing in a conference where you play doubleheaders. When I went to high school, I went to a small 2A school, and we just did the JV varsity, and you would play one at home and then you'd play away, a few weeks later. But and you could get by with having maybe one pitcher. But when you are competing doubleheaders every night, you have to have two good pitchers at least. And so to have three and to have options, we are very blessed.
and they're terrific.
Yes.
All three of those young ladies, aren't they?
Great athletes, great kids. I have an awesome group this year. They work hard and they all get along, and it's sometimes that can be tough with young women, but that pitching staff is... they're young, but they've played in a lot of games, and they play outside of season, outside of the high school season, and play in a lot of fall and spring tournaments. And so they have a lot of experience for only being my starters, freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, and Kenny and Shank, and then you got Ashley Winterode. You can throw in there as well if you need her. But I know she plays in the field.
Yeah, she plays a solid second base, and. Has kind of solidified herself in that number two spot in the lineup, as a power slapper, but she can also step in on the mound and eat up some innings for us too. And, she's had a lot of success in previous years as a number two pitcher, and then having some young kids come in with Sheck and Kinney, she's just kind of developed into more of a backup role. And I think she's okay with that. And she will do whatever she can to help the team. So,
I know you got a formula. Maybe it's a secret formula to figure out who to throw against which team. But, you factor things in before you select who's going to go out there and pitch.
Yeah, I try to. With our conference doubleheaders, it's typically we usually know that Kaylin will throw one game and Jamie will throw the other. And so I guess maybe I don't read into it too much on those doubleheader games. But especially last week when we were down in Des Moines playing on Saturday, we had three games. And just looking at stats and at people's lineups, and depending on if they, have a lot of extra base hits, things like that. Jamie's more of an up pitcher. Kaylin can go up and out. And, do we want to induce strikeouts? Yes. But do we also want to induce, fly balls or ground outs? So It just kind of depends on who we have on defense, too.
Yeah, and your defense has been really good so far in the early season.
Yeah.
As a team.
Yeah. It's crazy looking just through quick stats and stuff. And when I enter stats in, and it's been pretty rare that I have to put a tally in for the error column. So that's been nice. Stubbed our toe a little bit against Hempstead in that second game. It was unusual, but we had some errors that kind of hurt there in the beginning of the game. But for those kids to come back and bounce back after maybe some of those errors and to come back and win that game was unbelievable.
Yeah, and to get that sweep was very good.
Yeah.
Well, go around and who's in the lineup for you around the diamond?
Yeah, so on the mound, obviously we have Kaylin Kinney and Jamie Sheck. Kaylin Kinney, a sophomore early commit to University of Nebraska. And then Jamie Sheck, a freshman, but also had some offers as a freshman, but now with the new rule where Division I coaches, or that coaches cannot, I guess not just Division I, but college coaches have to wait until their junior year. So she's maybe not feeling, I don't know if she's necessarily not really feeling the pressure as much anymore to make a decision, but they're still so young to decide the rest of their life. But two good kids there, and then Ashley Winterode stepping in too if she's called upon, but she also plays a solid second base for us. Behind the plate, we have Abby Spohr, another sophomore, and has stepped in, and she's our in that four spot in the lineup too, hitting cleanup for us, and she's doing a heck of a job back there. Moving over to first base, when Kaylin Kinney is not pitching, she's at first base. But we also have Mary Christofiak, her first year playing on varsity as a sophomore, and has filled in that role, and hasn't been a first baseman, but came to me in the off season, and she also pitches as well. But, you know, had kind of seen that we have a pretty solid staff. So she said, "What can I do? Where can I go?" And I said, "Try some work at first base." And that's what she did. So I'm really proud of her for kind of stepping up and doing that. So she's seeing some time at first base. Ashley Winterode at second base. Over to shortstop, Alyssa Martin, another sophomore, was our starting center fielder last year and has moved into the infield. Heck of an arm on that kid. So, and she's got a lot of range. So really glad with what I'm seeing out of her there. And then over at third base, Natalie Blank, one of our seniors, and she's just solid. She's a hard-nosed kid, and that's what you have to have at third base. You know, she'll come in and get anything. So that rounds out the infield anyways. And then going out to the outfield, Cameron Jeffords in center field, she's another one of our seniors, and she has traditionally been in right field, so we moved her over to center field this year, and she just has a lot of range, and she can go get balls, and she's quick. So, I mean, that's what you need out of your center fielder. So she's doing a good job there. And then in the corner outfields, we have Kai Johnson. She's a junior, and this is her first year playing up, or having a starting position on varsity, but had some impact just coming off the bench, last year and doing some DHing or some pinch hitting for us. Little slapper, and she's quick, so that's nice to have too. But she's doing some time in right field, some time in left field. We're just still kind of trying to figure out our lineup, so it's nice to have some options. But then also in the outfield, Addie Parker, a freshman, unfortunately had suffered from a concussion at our games last Saturday in Des Moines, so it's hurt to not have her. She was leading off for us in the lineup, but she's on the road to recovery. And she texted me yesterday and said that she did some light jogging and whatnot without headaches. So that's a win for me. So it'll be nice to have her back. But she's been doing some time in left field. And then Lizzie Dennis, also another sophomore, has stepped in and especially in Addy's absence, has stepped in and has been playing some games in left field and broke into the lineup against Hempstead and did a heck of a job. Another little slapper, and she's quick too. So it's nice to have some speed in that lineup. And then one other player getting some time is Regan Deputy, and she's also another little sophomore who has stepped in and done some outfield work for us, but traditionally an infielder, but you know, she's willing to do whatever we need and step in where she's needed. So that seems to be a common theme among these kids, is where do you need me, coach, and where can I make an impact and how can I help the team? And so to have that, I think, has been a huge success for us.
Yeah, and that's nice to have in this day and age.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, for sure.
Only four seniors, but, you know, they're four good seniors, obviously, out there, and you've had to rely on quite a bit. And, you know, like last year's group of seniors, they've seen this this program kind of transform and probably take – I know they take a lot of pride in that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And to see those kids that have graduated come back and sit in the stands and cheer for their former teammates during our current games – I think that's a win in my book, too, to have kids keep coming back and keep following the program. They know the time that they put in here, and they know how important it is to keep that tradition rolling. So,
yeah, some big games yet to come, though. I know you take on Iowa City West at home next week, and then at Prairie next week as well. And Prairie's got a very good program, too.
Right, right. And so We try not to look too much in the future, just take it one day at a time. And so Iowa City West will be there on our radar right now. And so we will practice and we'll do what we need to do to try to win those games. So, and then we'll look to Prairie later on in the week. But yeah, it'll be these next 2 weeks are still pretty big for us. A lot of conference games, and we head to Fort Dodge, got into the Fort Dodge tournament this year. So we had to Fort Dodge early on Friday morning.
That's a two-day tournament, right?
Yes, yep. Yeah. So got some hotel rooms, and it'll be fun for the girls, I think, just to take a trip. And I thought it was important to try to get into that tournament and have as much experience playing on those diamonds as we can. So to be able to play there in maybe not so stressful atmosphere, I guess, as the state tournament, but to be able to get some games in on those diamonds. So that way, hopefully if we make it back to Fort Dodge again in late July, it'll be an even better outcome than it was last year.
Well, and a chance for them to find out where Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire is.
And the funny thing is that's where I went to middle school.
Aha, there you
so
go.
So I'm pretty familiar with Northwest Iowa. So it'll be... Yeah, it'll be interesting to play. I don't even know if we've played a small 1A school. I can't even think. I mean, I've been with Kennedy for 8 years, but I mean, we get some small school exposure when we go to like the Linmar Albernet tournament. But yeah, it'll be interesting to play in, I guess, a little bit different area of the state and get some, it'll still be good competition for us.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the 1As and 2As can play.
Exactly. Yep.
And they relish the chance to play.
Oh, yeah.
Number for one sure. team in 5A coming down the line like that. But should talk about your staff and who's helping you out, because I know you have a unique situation we'll get to in a little bit, but who's helping you?
Yeah. So my head assistant coach here is Emily James, and she's been with the program for a few years now, and she coaches first base for me, and is just, I don't know, when you hire a coaching staff, you want people that will push you to be a better coach, and that's definitely what she does. She challenges me, you know, and says, you know, look at maybe if we look at this, or what about this option? And so it's nice to be able just to have other viewpoints, and when I say something about our lineup, or if I ask something about, you know, what are your thoughts on this? She's always straight up with me. And so that's what I mean, I really appreciate that. So she is, was a stranger to me, I guess, to begin with, because Dan Gratz brought her in And so he knew her when he was the former head coach. And so that's how I got to know her. But I definitely wanted her to continue coaching in our program once I took over. And she's really became a close friend of mine. So that's really nice to have. I also have Tiana Drawn, a former player of mine, and she is currently still playing at the University of Northern Iowa. But she has so much experience with those slappers and with the outfield. And so it's nice to be able to just kind of hand things over to her and do your drills that you know and things like that. So she's in charge of the outfield and works with those quick little slappers. So nice to have her knowledge there. And then my husband, Nick LeClaire, is also on the coaching staff, and he's the head JV coach too. But it's great to have Nick around the kids, and he just keeps it light and keeps it fun, and you know, that's all you can ask
wrestlers
for out of
never do that.
You know, it's crazy because he's like two different people on the wrestling mat. It's a different story, but you know, with the girls and with the softball team and stuff, he does a great job and you know, keeps them laughing and things like that. So that's really nice to have. But he's definitely a competitor for sure. So for him to kind of just bring his viewpoint and just talk about competing with the kids, I think is huge too. And then new to our program this year is McCall Mead. She was a second baseman, and I played with her at Co for 2 years. And so I kind of just felt that it would be nice to have someone come in that can kind of work with our middle infield and work with infielders in general. So that's definitely what she's done. She's stepped in and has helped out with our second baseman and our shortstops. And but then also coaches our freshman team, our 9-10 team as well. And she's a competitor too. So it's nice to have a group of coaches who are so passionate about the game, but then also want what's best for the kids too. So I don't know. I say that we have the best coaching staff in the state, but I'm sure a lot of head coaches say that.
Well, it's a good one, certainly. And you had a very eventful winter.
Yes.
You and Nick welcomed in a new arrival.
Yes.
So you have that softball, you got baby, you got a lot of things on the plate right now.
Yeah, it's been a huge blessing for us, though. We welcomed Callahan into the world in November, and so it's kind of been a whirlwind ever since then. But he's been great, and he's, you know, just he's good for the girls too. And
yeah, he's got about 20 big sisters.
Yes,
right?
Yep, yeah, and they all love him. So I, you know, he makes his appearances at the dugout and at the field a lot. So it's nice too that they can kind of, you know, just relax and play with him too. And you know, after a tough practice or something like that, if he's around, they make sure that they get their baby time before they head home. But
nice. So, yeah. Well, it's a busy house.
Yeah, but at least I got a lot of babysitters to choose from. So.
Yes, yeah, that's never going to be a problem. I don't think there.
And,
well, number one right now, but you'd rather be number one at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that's the main goal.
Right, and that'll be our focus. And but it drives us too. And to be able to say that you're number one in the state. It feels good. It feels good, but it is, I think it definitely adds some pressure, but I've told the kids a lot that pressure is a privilege. And so, to be able to have that number one ranking, you know, it does mean a lot, but I said, don't think too much into it. We're just going to keep playing our game, keep, staying within ourselves and that's all that we can ask for, and that's all we can do. So,
yeah. Well, keep up the great work, and thanks for stopping down today, and a great Saturday to have off, I guess, right, with the rain coming down.
yeah, and we need it, too, just to rest up, rest our bodies, and hopefully come back and just be be ready to go for these next few weeks.
All right. Well, thanks. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here for the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. Have a great weekend out there. And don't forget, check out our schedule at KGYMRadio.com. And a lot of things coming up this weekend. So far, our guest, Scott Unash, saying so long. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The Safe Place Foundation in Cedar Rapids is a blessing for so many. That's why Pipe Pro has chosen them as a beneficiary of this year's 15K Flyaway Golf Tourney. Join them by making a monetary contribution or donating an item for the raffle.
Details at KGYMRadio.com. Click on Community MVP.
We've been through a lot together. Weathered storms, shared sunny days, survived puppy training, and welcomed family for the best celebrations.
Surprise!
Now you've given me this new makeover. It sure makes me feel appreciated. I'm such a lucky house.
Your house gives you so much. Give it new life with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started at thebankhere.com. Member